Welcome to the IdeaGen Global Leader Podcast. Today we have with us Dr. Rhonda Meadows, President, Population Health Management, Providence St. Joseph Health, and CEO of AYIN, Alien Health Solutions. Dr. Meadows, welcome.
Well, thank you, George. It's a pleasure to join you.
It's so great and inspiring to have you on the Global Podcast today, Dr. Meadows. Dr. Meadows is President of Population Health Management at Providence St. Joseph Health, one of the largest nonprofit health systems in the United States, and also CEO of AN Health Solutions, a population health management company launched by Providence. She leads Providence's Medicaid, Medicare, commercial, and employer population health strategies, as well as the organization's value-based care, health plans, population health informatics, government programs, care management, contracting, and community health partnerships. Dr. Meadows has extensive healthcare industry background in both the private sector and government health programs, including Medicare and Medicaid. She serves in the United States HHS Physician-Focused Payment Model Technical Advisory Council, PTAC, focused on developing new alternative payment models across the nation. Prior to joining Providence, she served as an executive vice president and chief medical officer of United Health Group. While at United, she led quality management and improvement initiatives and provided leadership and oversight of efforts to improve clinical quality and operational excellence. Until March of 2010, Dr. Meadows served as commissioner for the Georgia Department of Community Health and as the state health officer for Georgia, where she oversaw Georgia's Medicaid and SCHIP programs and ran the state employee benefit plan, public health department, public health emergency preparedness, rural health, and information technology. Dr. Meadows also served as secretary of the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the state agency responsible for the Medicaid and SCHIP programs, health facility regulation, managed care quality, health information exchange, and public policy development. She also served as the chief medical officer for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Southeast Region. Dr. Meadows holds a bachelor's degree from Cornell University and earned her medical degree from Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. She practiced medicine at the Mayo Clinic and is board certified in family medicine. She is also a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. Dr. Meadows, it is with awe and admiration that we host you on this IdeaGen Global Leader Podcast today.
And George, once again, it is a pleasure to be able to talk with you and all of your listeners.
Thank you, Dr. Meadows. Leaning right into the interview, what originally inspired you to join Providence St. Joseph Health?
Well, George, I got a phone call and an invitation from an executive recruiter, and he was talking to me about this marvelous health system, and he described all of the components. It included acute care and ambulatory care and nursing homes and hospice and a whole range of things. And when I got through listening, I started realizing that just about every aspect of the health and healthcare continuum was included, including health plans. And while he was talking with me, I was doing, as I usually do, multitasking, and I looked up Providence, back then, Providence Health and Services online, and started reading about the history. And what inspired me to join Providence was the history of the Sisters of Providence, their amazing ability to persevere and succeed in developing a hospital health and home care system from nothing, starting back in 1858. And frankly, I felt like I was a little bit of a slacker compared to the work that they had done and what they had been able to achieve. And then I read the mission and the values and the vision for Providence, and I was instantly hooked. And then the executive recruiter then told me that he meant Washington State and not Washington, D.C., which is where I was living at the time.
Wow. Well, you know, to think back to 1858 and to these empowered women before the term became popular, much before. And to think about the journey and the struggles and what you mentioned, which is the perseverance, is really remarkable. And your continuing that legacy is just, again, awe-inspiring.